Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. So we have come to the final day where we will try to summary up the events leading to the last week. Of course, there are many sides of the scriptures, on many scriptures that are leading us and that are going to be fulfilled before the last week starts. I took the scripture in Revelation chapter 7, verse 2, where the angel with the living seal of God was coming into Israel to anoint the 144,000 Jews. And when that starts, when two prophets are starting the anointing part, so that the 144,000 will have a message to receive and believe, then we know that the 70th week of Daniel actually have started. When we go to Revelation chapter 8, where the Bible says here in verse 1, and when he opened the seventh seal, there followed the silence in heaven about a space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels that stand before God, and they were given unto them seven trumpets. So when we look at that scripture, when the seventh seal is opened, that is the last part of the sixth day, where we are talking about the Gentile dispensation that is going to end. And remember now, in the Gentile dispensation, there have always been some Jews saved. And we mentioned the 12 apostles, Brother Paul, then later on Timothy and his generation, and on and on. Well, Timothy had a Jewish mother and a Gentile father. But half Gentile or total Gentiles, whatever happens there, we will have to say there were always Jews that could be saved. But the Jews as a nation was really brought and caught in blindness. So that is why we're looking at chapter 8, when the seventh seal is opened. That is actually the final part before the seventh day, or the final part before the 70th week will start, because it will end a Gentile dispensation and make sure that the gospel is now fully also acceptable among the Jews. We know that in Zechariah chapter 12, we find out that Jesus Christ is coming down. And then the Jewish nation will really feel sorry for themselves that they had taken all the gospel in vain. I mean, they did not understand that Jesus was the Christ. And therefore, they will grieve and be full of sorrow. But that is going to be in the bridge between the sixth and the seventh day before the millennium starts, because that will actually be the time where the 70th week is closing out with the coming of the Lord. And the coming of the Lord in that way will be Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11. But when it says here, he opened the seventh seal, and then when he opened the seventh seal, here is the last part where the Gentile nations are going to receive and accept whoever is left among the Gentiles that still needs to receive the gospel. so that they can prepare and make ready for the catching away. Because the catching away cannot happen before the seventh seal is opened. So, and in verse 3, Revelation 8, verse 3, and another angel came and stood over the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense, that he should add it unto the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of incense with the prayer of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. So this is really the summary of the Gentile dispensation, and where all the prayers among the Gentiles, they are now close to being fulfilled. And the angel in verse 5, the angel takes it, the censer, and he filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it upon the earth. And there followed thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. So, my Lord, when you read verse 6, and the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And what is really happening here? Those seven angels that are preparing themselves to sound is actually announcing the last week for the Jews, the 70th week of Daniel. That 1 week is going to be very special, and it will start with the two prophets. But we're not going to go into the week itself. We were going to finalize the preparation for the 70th week. So therefore, we'll go to Revelation again, chapter 10, and finalize what we're looking at here. We read about a strong angel coming down out of heaven. And we said yesterday that in a pictorial or a similar form, this is a picture of Christ. Remember, angels, they represent Christ when they appear. Angels of the Lord, they speak on behalf of the Lord, and then sometimes they change characteristic and they become the Lord. It's not that they are the Lord, but they are the mouthpiece of the Lord. And that is the part that may be confusing for many people. That is why people have made Jesus God, because he said, I and the Father are one. And they say, okay, so he must be the Father. But don't get that picture, because Jesus Christ cannot be his own Father. Jesus Christ will always be the Son of God. And when you read the last part of chapter, not last part, but if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 to 28, you will find out that Jesus Christ, he will one day lay himself under the instruction and the authority of God the Father, so that God the Father can be all in all. So Jesus Christ will always be the Son of God. And he will be your and my brother. He will be the firstborn from among the dead. And he will be your elder brother. All right. And when he had that little open book, Revelation 10:2, that little book that he had, that is a book of secrets, because when John saw the book and he heard the voices, the seven thunder voices, then he was about to write what he heard. But God told him, don't write that down. And why didn't John, why wasn't he allowed to write it down? Well, in my thoughts, when I read the scriptures, I know that we Gentiles, We are so easy and so fast to come up with ideas around things that is written that I think that it will confuse the picture. So remember now, in this little text that we are announcing this week, we are not telling you the secrets or what the message involves or includes, because that will be closed until the seven thunder voices appear on the scene, because that's going to be an anointing that will wake up the bride, wake up the virgins, because the virgins, as you read about it, first they woke up to the message. And then when it took time for the message to be displayed all over the globe, then the people, the bride, they got dizzy, and they started falling asleep again. But some of them had oil on the lamp, and others, they didn't take any oil with them. So therefore, when the shout, oh, the message, not just the message that have sounded for 80 years, but the message that is now preparing the people for the catching away. Because it says there, and then the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was closed. My brother and my sister, there is a time that is closing in on the Gentile world, on the Gentile bride. The time is going to close. The door is going to close. And you cannot go in until the Revelation part is expressed and delivered to you. And they that were ready went in with him, and the door was closed. All right. So therefore, the Lord said here, don't write what the seven thunders uttered. Write them not. Yeah. And the angel, verse 5, that I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there shall be... Remember, in some Bibles it says, time shall be no more. And it looks like it's going to be the ending of time. But in my Bible here, when I read the American Standard Version, it says there, and there shall be delay no longer. That means now everything is going to finalize, be finished up, be completed, right? And then we come to verse 7, where it is written in a very special way. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then I want to emphasize and elaborate a little on that little scripture. Because it says there, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And in many ways and in many people's understanding, the people have put verse 7 and they have put the name William Branham on the seventh angel. All right. If William Branham was the seventh angel, who was the first angel and the second angel and the third and so forth? Well, that then it would have been Paul, right? Irenaeus, Martin, Columbia, Luther, Wesley. They would have been angels. But remember now, the men were not the angels, but they represented the angels. Paul represented the first angel, the first church age. And think about it. When you think about Columbus, he was a man that lived in a certain area of time, but his church age was more than 600 years. So how can one man be the spokesman only for one angel and for about 50 years? And there will be 600 years where there is no voice. So remember, the angel is representing a message, and he anoints a person. And the person, the seven messengers that we have read about in the New Testament, they were the vessels that best illustrated the time and the gospel that was going to be shared in those days. That's really the peak, and that's the secret of it. So therefore, when we took Paul, he lived up till 68 AD, and then he died. And he was the message and the messenger who best illustrated the gospel for that hour. Hey, there are a lot of good men, but when you're looking at Paul, he topped it all with his devotion, his dedication, and his way of living for Christ. And then we'll just jump up to the seventh one. Because today we have a world with around 2 billion people. And everyone claim to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in some way. Hey, there's a lot of errors, there's a lot of denominations, organizations, and there are a lot of people that have their own ideas about how the gospel is going to be presented. But when the seventh angel sounded and he started to reveal his presence, then William Branham became the man that best illustrated the message and the gospel for the time that we are living in our days. Very important to remember that. Remember, Brother Branham himself was not that angel, but he represented that angel in the very best way and fashion. Because when Brother Branham died in 1965, then the angel wouldn't speak anymore, because Brother Branham was the angel. And we cannot put it like that. You cannot understand it like that, because then there wouldn't be a need for any gospel preaching or anything else, because the angel was dead. He was cut off. There is no more. So let me help you to understand. Brother Branham represented the angelic power, but the angel, he was, in fact, doing his work when the gospel started being restored in a more fully way. And because Luther, he restored justification. Wesley restored sanctification. And Brother Branham, he restored the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the using of the gifts in the Bible. So, and who was a better man to illustrate the gospel in that way than Brother Branham himself? So therefore, Brother Branham became a pattern on how the gospel was going to be preached. And then when it says there in verse 7, Revelation 10, 7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound what? In many translations, it doesn't just say sound, but it says sound the trumpet. When the angel is about to sound the trumpet, then is finished the mystery of God. And remember now, the mystery of God has been explained in many fashions that, hey, that is the secrets and the mysteries that Brother Branham preached. But remember, Brother Branham didn't preach a lot of mysteries. He was restoring what had already been preached back by the apostles in the back in the New Testament. So Brother Branham, he restored back to the people that was already known, but have been hidden through a lot of traditions that people have covered up the Bible with over the years. So when he came on the scene, the Lord helped him to see the truth of all the six other stars or messengers. And he put John Wesley's, he put Martin Luther and all the other men's gospel back in its proper place, together with the operation of the gifts of the Spirit and how the Holy Spirit was going to be portrayed in his own day. So that was really what Brother Branham did. And then he says, when he's about to sound, then is finished the mystery of God. My Lord, the mystery of God is not just secrets that Brother Branham preached, but the mystery of God is found in the Bible, especially then in the New Testament, in so many different ways, so that the people would understand the mystery is not just a vocal word that is expressed, like finding a secret in the Bible. No, the mystery of God is actually the mystery of the body of Christ, born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. So the mystery is actually people. So when you look at a mystery, you are looking at yourself. If you are a Bible believer in the New Testament and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, then you are the mystery of God. Praise the Lord. I hope that you're catching on here to this. Then is finished the mystery of God. So the end time, or should I say, the Gentile dispensation is actually so important. And it includes people. And God is now taking extra emphasis. And is anointed men of God. And it's going to be seven of them, thunder voices, and they're going to preach a last revelatory information that will wake up and make ready the bride, the wise virgins. The foolish virgins, they will never believe it, because to them, this is foolishness. So that tells me, brothers and sisters, that at the last end of it, before the last week starts, the Lord is finalizing with a mighty angel, anointing seven men that will preach the gospel. And of course, whoever that are covered under the dispensation that God sees, they will catch on to what is administered through the mighty angel in chapter 10 and prepare the people to be caught away with the Lord. And remember, the mystery of God, when the mystery is finished, that means, and I pray that you understand that, then the last soul that are going to be raptured, caught, and to be with the Lord, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18. The dead in Christ will rise. We that are alive will be changed into immortality, and then we will be caught in the air to be with the Lord. The Lord comes down with a shout, the shout that have no sounded for years and years, and then the voice of the archangel is then that angelic power who is giving the last instructions so that the people will understand what the seven thunders are uttering and what it is all about. And then, when the last soul has caught on to it and are now in agreement in such a way that the Lord can finalize and shut the whole thing down, then, when the last one is in, the mystery is complete. And the Lord will speak to the angel and he says, blow, sound the trumpet. And when he does, the graves opens. Of course, graves opening is not really that there's going to be graves and it looks like some have digged up every grave on the ground. It doesn't need that. Because this is a type illustration to help the people to understand now the dead in Christ are rose. And they or we that are alive will be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And we will be caught up in the air to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Then is finished the mystery of God. According to the good tidings, which he declared to his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. And of course, we can use the 8th verse where it says there, and the voice which I heard from heaven, I heard it again speaking with me, and it said, go take the book, which is open in the hands of the angel that stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angels, saying to him, that he should give me the little book. And he said, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but in thy mouth it shall be sweet as honey. And I took the book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And when I had eaten it, my belly was made bitter. And they said, thou must prophesy again over many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings. And remember, that part that we read about here, when we see that happening, you have to take from verse 8 and up to verse through verse 11 and put it in front of what is written in the former verses, because those things are going to happen when that is the result of the ministry of the seven thunder voices. So you cannot catch the bride away before verse 8 to 11 is actually happened. So that chapter is really the last little vocal illustration to help the people to understand time is over and the week, the 70th week of Daniel, can start. I hope that you're catching on what I'm saying so that you will have a solid understanding that we have a work to do until it is all over. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful week and keep praying for me so that we can express the gospel in a true, wonderful measure. That is my prayer. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.